The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Paisik at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis discusses the halacha of a kli that I'm allowed to move on Shabbos, so there's no Isur Muktzah. What happens if this kli breaks? The Mishnah says that it depends. If the broken kli can be used for any sort of use on Shabbos, then it's not Muktzah. However, if there's no use for this on Shabbos, this broken piece, there's nothing you can do with it, so then the kli comes Muktzah Machmas Gufay. That is the Mishnah. That means, for example, if let's say I have a table, and the table breaks, and now I have a big board that came from this original table. So if I could use this board, for example, to cover a chest, so then the board is not muktzah, since it has a use on Shabbos, so it's not muktzah. Now the chiddush in this Mishnah is that this is really in distinction to something that was never a kli. For example, let's say I have just a plain board that I didn't designate for any purpose before Shabbos. So a board, of course, that would be muktzah machmas gufay. However, the Mishnah says that by a shever kli, if this board came originally from a table, so since originally it was not muktzah, so even if I never actually designated it to use it as a kli, it still retains the same kli, and it's not muktzah on Shabbos. That is what our Mishnah says. Now, the Gemara later on says that there's a chilek that a shever kli, some the kli that's broken, there's a special chumrah to it, that if, let's say, I put it in the garbage before Shabbos, then it does become muktzah. Since I put it in the garbage, so now I showed my kavanah, I showed my intention is that I'm not going to actually use it, so then it becomes muktzah machmas gufay. However, if I put it on Shabbos into the garbage, so then it does not become muktzah. The Aruch HaShabbos explains that this is because ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, something can't become muktzah on Shabbos itself. Just because I designate a desire, I establish my desire on Shabbos, that I'm being maksev for my da, so that I'm not going to use it anymore, that can't make it muktzah, that can't bring on it dine muktzah. That's the din by shever kli. However, the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Ches, Siv Zayin, says that this really is only by a shever kli. That's only a kli that actually broke. However, if let's say someone to take a full-fledged kli, a person takes a cup, and he decides, you know, I'm not using this cup anymore, I'm going to toss it in the garbage. So the din is that, and he does this Erev Shabbos, so the din is that cup does not become muktzah. The Bir Halacha explains that the reason for this is because Batla Daita Eitzol Kol Bnei Adam. Since it's not the normal people do not make a full-fledged kli, a perfect kli, and they don't turn it into garbage, they don't toss it, they don't use it, they're not maksed at das. So therefore, even though I put it in the garbage, still, since it has a shame kli, it's a full-fledged kli, that's not enough to make it into muktzah for Shabbos. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Now, the Paiskim, and contemporary Paiskim discuss that what will happen, let's say I put something that's a full-fledged kli into the garbage, but I do it with a disposable kli. For example, let's say I have a cup, it's a good cup, I drink from it, it could be it's clean now, I wash it out afterwards, but then I decide, I dispose of it in the garbage. So that, you can't say but l'daitai, by disposable cups, you can't say but l'daitai, it's a kol bnei adam. Since it's only meant for one-time use, and I used it for the one time that it's meant to be used, so even though it may be a perfect condition, but you can't say but l'daitai, because I'm just doing what most of the society will do. So therefore, if I threw it out before Shabbos, then that place can say, then it does become muktzah. However, if I throw it out on Shabbos, let's say you put a disposable cup, you don't think you can eat it, and you put it in the garbage, and then on Shabbos, you decide later on Shabbos that, you know, I should really use this cup, then the halach is that since ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, like we said from the Aruch HaShabbos, the cup is not muktzah, and you're allowed to take it out of the garbage and use it. Now, this halach of a shever kli has a very practical ramification in our days, with packaging and wrapping. In other words, when food comes today, generally it comes in some sort of container. And the question is the wrapping of the container become muktzah? So the first what's poshut in this halacha is that if the wrapper can't be used, then that's a shever kli that's not used on Shabbos. It's not roi l'malacha, and therefore it's muktzah. So, for example, let's say you unwrap a package that's wrapped with a cellophane wrapping. So then the din is that the cellophane, after I take it off the kli, becomes muktzah. It'll be this din of a shever kli. It used to be a wrapping, and now it's just an unusable item. So then, as they take it off, as soon as I finish taking it off, it becomes muktzah. So the eitzah is that most paiskim hold that once muktzah, suddenly it's muktzah machmas gufay, once it's in my hand, I have to immediately drop it. So the eitzah is to unwrap these wrappings right over a garbage can, and that way, as soon as it's off the thing I'm trying to unwrap, I can immediately drop it and it'll go straight into the garbage. That's the way to unwrap something, because the wrapping, like we say, is going to become muktzah. So that is if the wrapping is unusable. The question is, what about a container that is usable? For example, let's say a lot of the times leaven or yogurts come in a little cup, and after I finished eating the leaven or the yogurt, now the remaining cup is a usable item. You could use it to fill it with milk, you could put more leaven there, whatever you want. It's usable. Now, I'm not planning on using it, but it's certainly usable. The question is, does that become muktzah? So, b'pshutai, we would say, and our firm yitzah, we would say, is that since it's oisa me'ein malacha, since you could use it, so it shouldn't be muktzah, because it's a shever kli, even though it's not used anymore as a kli, but since it comes from a kli, so it should not be muktzah anymore. That's what we say, b'pashtus. However, there's a very yisaitistic in Magen Avraham, a very fundamental yisait, which is brought down in Magen Avraham. He asks like this. He asks somewhat of a stira. Over here we're saying, our Mishnah says, that as long as Shever Kli does main malacha, it's not muktzah. However, he asks that we had previously, on Daf Kufchov Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara said, brought down, that if you have a machat shenito charora, if let's say you have a needle, where the eye of the needle is removed, which of course renders it unusable for threading threads, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to use it to take out a splinter. So the fact that Magen Avraham asks that why should you not be allowed to? Why is this muktzah? Why should the needle become muktzah? Since it does have a function, it does me'ein malacha. It has a function. So therefore, based on our Mishnah, it should be mutter because it does perform a use on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says a very important yisoid l'gavi our Mishnah. The Magen Avraham says that when do we say that it's sufficient if a shever kli does a main malacha? That's only if people actually would use it for that type of malacha. But something that people would actually never use, for example, nobody uses this headless needle, missing the eye of the needle. Nobody retains such a needle to take out splinters, even though you could theoretically, but nobody retains it, nobody uses the kli. It's not a normal use for this type of thing, so therefore the Magen Avraham says it will be muktzah. That's a very important yisoid from the Magen Avraham. So based on this Magen Avraham, we can understand the psak from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, like we were talking about disposable kelim, that Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Lechasa Yichel Gimel. So Shlomo Zalman says that, let's say, and he's discussing Eretz Yisrael, the milk containers in Eretz Yisrael, they have like a collapsible container with milk. So you put in a hard container, a hard outer container, that's a permanent container. So when you finish using the milk, what you do is you take out this collapsible container, you put it in the garbage, and you take another milk container into this outer container. Now, Shlomo Zalman says that this container, this soft container, when it's not holding milk anymore, Shlomo Zalman says it's muktzah. So the eighth is, when you're about to take out the last little bit, you have to put it near the garbage, and then you're allowed to shake it out. He says the eighth is to shake it out in front of the garbage, because since I need the container, so it'll be total minatzah l'tzorich mekoymai, which will be mutter. Since I need it to put in another container, so then I'm allowed to do that. Oh, but the problem is, the Ma'ar HaShavis extends this, he wrote a letter to Shlomo Zalman, and he says, according to what you're saying, that this halacha should be by any disposable container. like cups and any disposable container that you're not planning on using anymore, and so it should become muktzah. And if someone says, you're right, it is, it does become muktzah. So the question is, l'chayyur, it's very difficult to understand this Rav Shlomo Zalman based on our Mishnah. Since these things, you could use the milk container, and certainly disposable cups, you could use after Shabbos, so you could use, I mean, a second time, so then why does it become muktzah? So based on this Magen Rav, we can understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying. Even though you could use it, since it's not the derech to use these types of milk containers, and people, after they finish using, let's say, a disposable cup, and a person finishes this meal, and he's never planning on using this cup again, the derech is, you just toss it in the garbage. So therefore, right now, since that's the derech, so even though it could be used for something else, since it's not the derech to use it for something else, it becomes mukta. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's sack. Now, there are paiskim that argue on this sack of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Chut Shani says that he draws a very big distinction between the case of the Magen Avraham and the case of a disposable cup. He says like this, that in the case of the Magen Avraham, which is the case of a needle, which is missing the eye of the needle, so he says over there, a normal needle, what you do with it is you use it to sew with. If it's missing the head of the needle, you physically can't use it for the function that it's supposed to function. Even though I could come up with some wild function that nobody uses to retain it for such a thing, to take out splinters, to use it like a tweezers to take out splinters, since that's not a normal use and people don't use it, that doesn't allow it to retain the shame of a kli. However, by a disposable cup, for example, there's no reason that I can't use this as a cup. In other words, there's nothing inside the cup that's preventing me from you doing what's normal to do with this type of cup, with this type of kli. So therefore, the only reason why I'm not going to actually do it, he says, because people today are spoiled and lazy and they're not going to bother to wash it out and clean it. But the reason that's preventing me from using it as a cup is not mitzad the kli, it's mitzad my own psyche that I'm not interested in cleaning up the cup. So therefore, Nissen Kral says that the disposable cups and with the 9x13s and all these things, that even if I'm not planning on reusing it, it does not become muktzah on Shabbos. The Aruch Shabbos brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman's son, Rav Shmuel Auerbach, he also held such a svara that disposable kelim, since I could use them as a kli, so even though I'm not planning on using them as a kli, they do not become muktzah on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.